You're listening to KNKX, and now it's time for Weather with Cliff Mass and 88.5's Bellamy Palethorpe.
Who's tripping down the streets of the city, smiling at everybody she sees? Who's reaching out to capture a moment? Everyone knows it's windy.
Well, we had a record-setting May for warm weather, and now there's wind in the forecast as we cool off. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with our weather expert Cliff Mass from the University of Washington. We're going to talk about a weird wind known as a dust devil. We had one on Lake Sammamish on Memorial Day. Of course, first we're going to get the detailed forecast. Cliff?
Right. Today we have some marine air that surged in last night, so it was a little bit breezy this morning. Partly cloudy, you know, during the morning, but it'll be a little bit of sunshine in the afternoon. Highs in the upper 60s today. Saturday is going to probably be the best day of the weekend. We'll have some clouds, maybe a few sprinkles in the north and over the Cascades, but nothing serious. Temperatures probably will get up to the lower 70s in the Mid-Sound, so a pretty decent day. But Sunday, things start going downhill. An upper-level trough will be approaching, and it'll probably be dry in the morning, but then clouds will thicken, and I think there's a very good chance of precipitation later on the day on Sunday night. So this is going to be the heaviest rain we've had yet for the last month, and I would think maybe as much as a tenth of an inch, maybe two-tenths of an inch. It'll be still a little cloudy on Monday, and then it looks like it may improve midweek. So, you know, pretty typical weather, but I think we will see some real rain later on Sunday.
So a little bit of June gloom at the start of the month. Do you think the rest of the month is going to be gloomy?
Well, I mean, there's no reason to think it'll be much different than normal at this point. It looks like the weather patterns have shifted a bit, so it looks like a more typical situation the next few weeks. We'll have plenty of clouds and maybe even a few sprinkles.
Now, what about this record that's in the Seattle Times on the front page today, warmest ever May? How important is this?
Well, I don't know how important it is, but certainly this was the warmest May that we've ever had here in Seattle. We beat the record by around a degree, and so, you know, that's a notable record. We also were quite dry. We tied the record for the driest May. We had 0.12 inches of rain the whole month, so that's only happened once before. Maybe even more interesting record is the number of days above 60 or greater. Every day in May got to 60. And that has only happened once before, as far as I know. So, you know, it was an unusual month, and it was all due to the fact we had high pressure dominating our region. That high pressure that was centered just over us and a little bit to the northwest of us is what did it.
I hope we can talk more about this in depth next week, because right now I want to make time to talk about that dust devil that landed on Lake Sammamish near Marymore Park. You have a blog about it, and there's video there of it. It's really quite amazing.
That's right. You know, we had a really intense dust devil. I mean, it's not quite a tornado, but it kind of looks like it, this vortex of strong winds. And it seemed to have formed somewhere around Marymore Park, then moved over the water a bit, and then went inland. And as it came in, it started taking rafts up into the sky. Dogs were running away. There was a plume of dust. So it really was quite intense. It didn't do any real damage that I know about, but it was one of the most dramatic ones I've seen, and this wonderful video.
So it was close to the water. That sort of, I think, made it such that it wasn't very dangerous for people to be around. It didn't look horribly dangerous. Is this a typical place for that to happen?
Well, you know, we do get dust devils here, but it's much more prevalent over places like deserts, places that get very warm and are relatively uniform. So to get a dust devil, there's a few things that you need to have. First, you need the surface to heat up. So basically, the dust devil is an upward thermal of warm air. And so the warm air starts rising. And what happens is it draws air into low levels. And if there's any bit of rotation in that air or wind shear, it tends to cause the thing to start spinning. And so you have this air that gets drawn in, and then sort of like a skater, you know, as a skater brings his or her hands in, they spin up. Well, the same thing happens in the dust devil. The air that may have a little bit of rotation spins up as it gets pulled in towards the core where the air is rising. So you want a nice warm day, you want a little bit of sun. A uniform area, a relatively flat uniform area is good. And actually, the southern part of Marymore Park, you know, looks like it fills the bill. You also want the air to be relatively unstable, which means you want a big change in temperature with height, We had that day. And you also want the environmental air to be relatively calm. You don't want strong winds in the environment. That tends to tear these things apart. So all these elements seem to have come together to give us a really amazing dust devil there near Merrymore Park. And you know, the winds in it probably were in the order of 40, 50 miles per hour right next to the thing. And it was able to draw things up way in the air. There was this raft that went up like 60, 70 feet in the air. This shows you what these little dust devils can do.
Yeah, and it's the height of spring right now. Is this a typical spring weather feature?
Well, we don't get them that often here because we don't get warmer. We don't have too many uniform areas. But if you go into eastern Washington, there it is quite typical. You can see these dust devils playing on the agricultural lands of eastern Washington. You see that all the time.
One last question. On your blog, a loyal reader, Ansel, was asking if this is the same as a F0 tornado?
Well, this is really not a tornado. I mean, it may have these a vortex of winds coming in like that, but tornadoes are associated with big cumulonimbus clouds. There was no big cumulonimbus cloud with this dust devil. So it's a very, very different animal, although it may look a little bit like.
Thank you, Cliff.
Sure, Bellamy.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington, and we talk every week at this time via Skype. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, knkx.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, 88.5 News.